Welcome once again to Critics Are the Real Artists. Joined by
Levi. Hello, everyone. I'm back. That's right. Nobody's been wondering where I am. Nobody listens to the show. Who knew? I did. Anyway, I've been overseas for a majority of this year, since January until mid-July, in the desert. Yes, it was. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you asked. Was it awful? Anyway, I'm back. I thought, hey, I still got the equipment. Thanks. Shout out to Pastor Mason. Don't know if I can call him that yet, but I just did. He has a business card, so I think he's pretty official. Anyway, I watched a lot of really bad movies while I was gone, because it was a bad place. And when you're in a bad place, physically and emotionally, mentally, grammatically, you start watching bad movies, because you're susceptible to it. And I thankfully had Amazon Prime that enabled all that. So I thought, why not go through all those terrible memories once again? What was... Okay, yep, all right, well... I remember telling a few folks, you know what, I'm going to close this door just in case my roommate walks in and thinks I'm insane. So hold on just a second, everybody. Okay. So, as I told some folks that I was deployed with, that when I get sad, I start watching rom-coms. I don't know why, necessarily. I think I just like seeing people being happy. Anyway, okay, let's get started. So the first one I watched, it was All About Steve. I'm sure you guys are just jumping up and down, just saying, wow, that one. Yep, I watched it. It starts, stars Sandra Bullock, Bradley Cooper, and Thomas Hayden Church. And that's really the only notary people to mention. I'm not even going to bother to mention the other people. It's directed by Phil Trail, he's done nothing else. I don't even know these other titles. Dangle Flipped and Chalet Girl. What the heck are those? He doesn't even know. He probably forgot about them. Anyway, I like Sandy Bully. Who doesn't like some Sandy Bully once in a while? Am I right? You know, she's in those other films. Really, I like her the best in... Demolition Man with Sylvester Stallone, because that's Sylvester Stallone, all right? Okay. I'm a cop. And I saw it was rated over 4 stars, so I was like, well, that means it's got to be pretty good, right? Wrong. I've learned that Amazon Prime reviewers are liars. I don't know what... see? It's rated... All right, so it's rated 4.1 out of 5 with about 2,000 reviews. So that seems to be pretty reliable, right? Out of 2,000 people, everybody says at least 4. Well, all the most recent ones seem to be just 1 star. Golden Raspberry, says Matt. He wrote a lot. Wow. All right. Man, put some effort in that one. ABS, 123, says, incredibly dumb plot with poor acting. And then Gus just says yucky. He says yucky. Let's see. It's raunchy, cringy, and tasteless are words that come to mind. No way! No, I don't want to watch this with a 13-year-old. My 22 and 19-year-olds wanted to turn it off. We made it to 25 minutes. Sandra Bullock is disappointed in this one. You know, I'd have to agree. This was a weird movie, man. I'm glad I didn't watch this with anybody else and make them suffer through it. But I also kind of liked it. There's problems with me. Sandra Bullock is this, she's like in her late 20s, early 30s, usually has been lonely her whole life, still lives with her parents for whatever reason, and her shtick is that she's a smart gal, you know, not, you know, and she's Sandy Bully, so she's a good looking broad, but I guess, you know, she has a weird infatuation with crosswords. I mean, who doesn't? Those are just a blast, am I right? I actually tried a couple crosswords. They're impossible. They give you the dumbest clues. They say, thing, and then that's thing for 17 letters. Oh, thanks, Alex Trebek. I bet I got that one. I just got a call. Why am I getting a call? I don't want a call. I'm getting a call from California now. Let's answer it. Hello?
Hi, how are you? Wait, I'm sorry. There's been like three different people who are taking the job. Is it it's not Garrett. Levi.
That was a little call from Catherine. You don't know her. I'm helping her move an end table, I guess. And she's very stressed out about it. I don't know. Maybe she thinks I'm a weakling. Anyway, back to Sandy Bully's terrible movie. Like I said, crosswords, they suck, but she's really into them. And she's just kind of a chatty Kathy, so I'm guessing, you know, since she's just a little quirky, you know. Quirky gals. I'm just a quirky gal. That she's just never found a dude that likes her. Which, I mean, come on. It's Sandy Bully. She's not somebody who put up with her. And she's, you know, kind of revealed later in the movie out of nowhere that she's like has this vast intelligence. She's basically an engineer, but she'd rather use that for making crosswords, even though she could probably be some sort of researcher. Her parents set her up with Bradley Cooper for a date, and of course she's like, no, I don't need a man. I've been lonely my whole damn life. Why do I need one now? I'm 32 or whatever. But then she sees Bradley Cooper and she's like, holy, holy hunk. Am I right? It's Bradley Cooper. He was in movies. And then so now she's like, oh, yeah, I got the hots for him. And so then on the date, she tries to impress him. She kind of does, but she just kind of a little forceful physically. She doesn't say anything. She just starts making out with him. And then they, I believe they do the no pants dance, and then he kind of realizes, like, yeah, she's pretty good looking gal, but she's insane. And then just the rest of the movie, she's in love with this dude, and she just chases after him, and a lot of weird crap happens. And for some reason, Bradley Cooper's a cameraman for a news team, and Thomas Hayden Church is a traveling journalist, a reporter. And for whatever reason, Thomas Hayden Church keeps leaving breadcrumbs for Sandy Bully to follow after Bradley Cooper, just because I think he doesn't like Bradley Cooper in the movie. There's no really no motivation for it. I think it's just like a big long prank. And it's really funny. Not really at all. It's kind of funny that he's messing with him, but it just gets weird. At the end, she falls into a giant pit and saves a young girl. And Bradley Cooper then likes her. But I can't remember now if they end up together. Well, no, they don't. They don't end up together. Spoilers! You don't care. It's just a weird movie. The only good thing about it is a couple of the song choices. Well, just one. The Peggy... Not Peggy Lee. Golly, what's that lady? It's some 50 songs. I will follow him. I will follow him wherever he shall go. Yeah, it's just a weird film. But like I said, I was in a weird place, so that's my excuse. Why it has this high of ratings, I have no idea. I really don't. But, yeah, we're not even going to talk about that one. I didn't really watch it. We're going to go to one that's actually pretty good by Sandy Bully. The Proposal, everybody knows The Proposal. I'm not even going to talk over that. But that one's actually good. That one I enjoyed. Let's see. It was the same year? Are you kidding me? Thank you, Catherine. She's giving me the dimensions of the end table because I think she believes I'm a simpleton. Okay. This came out the same year as the other movie. They're both 2009. How did this happen? Wow. All right. Anyway, I don't like Ryan Reynolds. I'm going to put that out there. Right, meow? I know everybody's like, how do you not like Ryan Reynolds? He's amazing. I'm sure he's a nice fella. I don't like his humor that much. I think it's a little too much at times. His weird sarcastic. Not even sarcastic. It's like, He's like another quirky. He's a quirky guy, which is the worst. And I get it, he's a good-looking guy, you know, but the weird thing, I've encountered a lot of men that have gotten actually legitimately upset with me that I don't drool over Ryan Reynolds, that I don't think that he is the... I don't want to kiss him on the cheek or whatever. I don't know. It's very strange, but dudes, you need to calm down. That's not... It ain't biblical. This one is a lot better than All About Steve, because you know why? It's not stupid. And Ryan Reynolds is not over the top. He's just kind of... He plays the straight man, almost, in this one, which I appreciate. Sandy Bully is just kind of a hardcore boss lady. She's... It's just... I don't know. It's better. Go watch it. Grab your wife. Grab your... Well... Hug your wife, hug your girlfriend, and go watch it. Sit them on the chair or the love seat or the couch. Grab some hot chocolates and watch The Proposal. Some wintry night. It's a feel-good movie, as they say. Okay, enough about that. Everybody's seen that. Next, this one I just, by chance, just stumbled upon, which I thought was kind of interesting because it has two people I like. It has Cary Elwes. We know him from The Princess Bride, Liar Liar, Robin Hood Men in Tights, and Alicia Silverstone, you know, from, was it Clueless, which is actually a really freaking weird movie. But this one was actually pretty interesting. This one's called The Crush. This one came out in 93. This was Alicia Silverstone's first movie. She was like 15 at the time or something like that. 903 reviews, has 4.6 stars, and it's this weird thriller movie where Alicia Silverstone, rich family, her parents have like a little guest house that Cary Elwes, he's new in town, a new guy in town. He's working at some news, what's with all the newspaper places I watch? I don't know. He's a journalist or some crap too, writes articles. And Alicia Silverstone really likes the fella, and wants to, you know, she also wants to do the no pants dance. And Cary Elwes is like, absolutely not, because you're way underage, and I am older than you. This is weird. And so, because of that, she gets really offended, and basically gaslights him, makes his life hell. And honestly, the acting in this is pretty good. It's believable for most of it. You're like, holy crap, this lady's crazy. And Cary Elwes starts to go a little nuts. He's getting pissed. Nobody believes him other than maybe one person. But I actually recommend it. You're feeling like, oh, I want to get in a spooky mood? Do that. The Crush. Recommend. All right, next one. It's called Flight Plan with that one lady from... What's her freaking name? Jodie Foster. Jodie Foster from the Moth. What the Silence of the Lambs? Gosh darn it, that's it. With Henry Fonda, whatever. Anthony Hopkins. There you go. And this one's okay. What's with all these Prime reviews? They just 3,300 reviews, 4.6 stars. I don't get what these Prime people are. Maybe they're just nicer. Anyway. She's a single mom now because her husband died on a trip, a business trip, just suddenly, like, fell. So she's flying back with her daughter, and on the plane, her daughter goes missing, and just nobody knows why. But not only do they not know why, but everybody thinks she's crazy because they're like, oh, you don't have a daughter. We never saw her. Even though people absolutely did see her. None of it really makes sense, but it's one of those early 2000 movies. I just like the atmosphere that, for whatever reason, early 2000 kind of suspense movies. This is not a thriller, like, or a slasher or a horror film. It's just more of a suspense action movie. I enjoyed it. It also has another guy in it. These are, I can speak for myself here, which I will. I think these are A-plus movie reviews. This one, though, You don't have to watch it. You don't have to watch any of these, honestly. You really don't. Oh, that guy's got an electric guitar. What's he got there? Oh, Jackson. Very cool. Oh, he's giving it to a man. All right. Huh, that's kind of fun. Anyway, moving on. Scott Pilgrim. That's just a good one. You can go watch that one. Next one we're going to do is Iron Sky. What the hell is that, you say? Well, that's understandable. This is... I don't really know who made this. Where it's from, where it's going. I don't know if this is like a Mockbuster type... Mockbuster. Gee whiz. Mockbuster? Buster Brown? Or... It's goofy. It's a very beginning is set at the end of World War II, where the Nazis have established a moon base that nobody's heard of, and they keep it secret for 70 years, and they have a whole city of Nazis up there. A celebrity man who's played by Christopher Kirby. He's some sort of celebrity, and the president, who I can't remember, is played by some lady. I mean, none of these people you'll know. I don't know them. Michael Colin. Wait, I know that guy. Ballad of Buster Scruggs. Okay. I still don't know him. Anyway, he gets sent into space to the moon because the president currently of the United States wants more diversity in space. Foreshadowing, perhaps? I don't know. Prophetic, this movie. But now the Nazis have a plan to take over the world, and they're about to enact it, and then this fella is, he knows about it, and he's gonna do something about it. This one is actually, I mean, the CGI is pretty bad. I will say that. There's a couple shots where you can tell they put a lot of money into it, and they more than likely, they used it for the trailers they made. But other than that, CGI is poor. Yeah, I've seen that a lot. It's almost like a Sharknado-type budget. Like I said, Mockbuster. But some of it is actually pretty funny. Either because of the bad acting or it's trying to be funny. And the premise is just goofy as heck. Sometimes if you want like a laugh with your pals wanting to watch something stupid, I'd recommend that one. Okay, I'm going to take a quick break because I got to go get this end table for this lady. So I won't make you sit here for a few hours. I'm going to pause it. I'm going to cut back. And next, coming up after the break, we're going to talk about a movie that was actually good. Probably the funniest. No, definitely the funniest. Like the only comedy that I watched that I enjoyed. So we're going to get right back, okay? All right. Goodbye. All right, and we're back. For those of you at home wondering, Catherine did get her end table safe and sound. And as I stated before, we're going to talk about some comedy movie called No Clue, starring Brent Butt. That's his legitimate name, Brent Butt. And Amy Smart and David Ketchner. You should know David Ketchner. He's the Todd Packard from The Office. This one is actually pretty funny. I enjoyed this one a lot. For you Canadian viewers, listeners, whatever. Nobody's listening to this. Anyway, you'll know Brent Butt from the only thing he's really done, and that's Corner Gas, which is a Canadian sitcom, which in Canada, it's pretty damn good. Nobody else knows about it. But this one is actually... What's it rated? Let's take it again. 4.3. Not a lot of people have seen it, but it's funny. It's worth it. Actually, underrated film. It's too bad it's Canadian. Because if it was made in a real country, it would be seen. Anyway, alright. Next one. Not a comedy. Starring Nicole Kidman in Before I Go to Sleep. This one, I don't know why it's... It still has 4.2, but yet, you know, you go on the other rating sites and it's pretty bad. It's really low. But pretty good cast. You got Nicole Kidman, Colin Firth, Mark Strong, and I am just a big fan of Nicole Kidman. I don't know. She's cool. This one's interesting. Actually, pretty good plots. Kind of like another suspense movie. It's about a woman, Nicole Kidman, who... I guess she has some sort of amnesia. Every time she wakes up, whole day, whole life is pretty much gone for the last so many years. And so she goes to see a doctor, Mark Strong, to help her out. And later unravels that maybe... her husband, Colin Firth, is not really her husband. She's scared. She doesn't know who to trust. Actually, pretty good written film. Doesn't reveal everything. Like, the mistake of so many suspense dramas. Does a pretty good job of keeping you in mystery. It slowly unravels everything. It made me cry at the end. Because I'm a big baby. Alright, but that one I actually recommend. Go watch it sometime. Spooky night, if it's rainy, overcast, go watch it. Watch Sonic the Hedgehog. It's pretty fun. And then I watched a film fest that stars Matt Cook, which is Marshall Cook's brother. So this gives you nothing. Directed by Marshall Cook, who did, you probably know, Division III Football's Finest. That was Marshall Cook. Hilarious film. Kind of naughty, but hilarious. It has Will Sasso in here. Will Sasso is one of my favorites. He hasn't really done much, but what he has done is great. Has a, what's his, Ellen Wong. She was in Scott Pilgrim vs. the World. This one, pretty highly rated. Was it like 4.5? Sure, yeah, 4.5. Film Fest. Did I say that already? I don't know. Not much to talk about here. Just go watch it. It's kind of a comedy, kind of serious, but pretty good, well-written film. Actually, hopefully those Cook brothers will do something more in the future, because that was pretty good. Pretty good. All right, these ones I did not watch. Oh, Jolt, an Amazon original, everyone. So... that should probably tell you all you need to know, because Amazon, boy, they really know how to make a film. Just look at Rings of Power. Everybody seems to love that one. And what was it, The Lost City? Is that them? That might be an Amazon original. Who cares? That one's terrible, too. Okay. This one has Kate Beckinsale, Jai Courtney, Stanley Tucci, and the one guy from Paul Blart. Not Kevin James, though. Oh, and Susan Sarandon's in it for no reason. I don't know why. This one's a weird one. Kate Beckinsale, who... I don't know how old is this lady in real life. I really want to know this. Okay. I'm not going to bother finding out. But she's old, right? She's like in her 50s, probably early 50s. She doesn't look old. But she's a lady who, I guess she works as a bouncer because she has really bad temper. She's an angry lady. And so her therapist or doctor recommended that she wears an electronic vest that'll do electrotherapy and shock her when her blood pressure gets too high. She gets too angry, so she doesn't beat people up. But it's really weird because she just, you know, it's Kate Beckinsale. She's from UK originally. So she decides to keep her British accent even though she lives in, like, California or New York. And she meets a fella. She doesn't go on dates often because I guess she's too angry for romance or something, or she's just, you know, pissed at the world or something. And then she meets a fella, she likes the fella, she beats up a waitress, and then somebody kills her boyfriend, only guy she's liked, you know, forever. And then she goes and tries to find the killer and beats a lot of people up. I don't know why I watch this. I feel ashamed. Rated 3.3 stars. There you go. It's kind of be like John Wick or something, but with Kate Beckinsale. I'm going to say Kate Beckinsale as many times as I can say Beckinsale. Ah, that was water. I really don't have much to say. I was in a bad place, guys. Okay, Defendor. This one is good. I've known about this film since actually like early high school. I stumbled upon it. This one has Woody Harrelson, Kat Dennings before she made it big now. Sandra Oh. I think she was on Grey's Anatomy or some crap. And that's it for notable people. This one, I guess it's an indie film, you call it. I don't know what else you call it. This is Peter Stebbins. He hasn't done anything else, but this one I highly recommend. Actually, it's a good. Woody Harrelson plays, I guess, a mentally challenged, you know, middle-aged man who tries to be vigilante on his own, and he actually has somewhat success with it. Kat Dennings plays a prostitute. Some other fellow plays a crooked cop. He makes a difference. Gosh darn it! It's kind of inspiring film. Inspired me to do this podcast, I guess. I don't. Alright, moving on. Rings of Power. I'm just kidding, we're not going to review that. I am reading The Hobbit right now. I could talk about... What's the crap I've seen on HBO? Not much. I'm going to watch Divergent here soon. I just finished the book. So, shout out to Ben. Sorry I did that to you. You told me it was terrible and you're right. It's not good. I'm going to watch the movie, and you know, because I like pain. I'm sorry, guys. This was just terrible. Well, I did watch quite a bit of the Studio Ghibli, or Ghibli, however you say movies. Those are good films. Highly recommend those. Might be doing a book review soon. I don't know yet. I might be reviewing some other stuff. We might be venturing off and going into more talking about things of the church, because that's what I want. I'm just going to really ramble on about things I want to talk about. So for the person listening, me, buckle in for the future of the show. It's really nothing that's going to happen. It's quite abysmal. Well, that's all I got for you guys. Oh, if you're wondering where Ben and Creel are, well, they're not in Kansas City. I can tell you that much. Where they should be. I'm not going to dox them and tell you where they are, but they're not here. So that's why I'm doing this by myself, and probably why you're so freaking bored. If you've listened to this, God bless you. You should get an award. Hey, leave a review. Maybe I'll read it if I can figure out how to do that and how to find reviews of this show. Okay, or just call me, because the only people listening to this are my friends. All right. That's all I got.